You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
Well, it's a Tuesday morning on the Showboat. Food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. And we're in the midst of the most brutal cold snap our area has seen probably in a decade. We're getting word this morning that this cold could last, are you ready for this, 10 days to 2 weeks. Just the start. That is not good news this morning. What is good news is, hey, you're at the beach house. At the beach house, beach bunker, lights are on, things are toasty warm. We've been waiting for you. Where have you been? We're here. Beach chairs are set up. We've got some nice, hot, sandy beach time ready for you. We've got another plane crash to tell you about. This time, it involves somebody that you know. Yeah, the private jet of Vince Neil of Motley Crue. Thankfully, he wasn't injured, but what's with all these plane crashes lately? Hey, it's hard to have a show about fun places when the planes are getting all mangled up. Oh, my gosh. We'll give you the latest on that. Welcome. I'm Tyler Glenn, and this is the Beach Bunker at the Beach House, and it's nice and toasty warm, shorts and sandals. Coming up on the show today, we've got some bad news for McDonald's. Not devastating news, but a big bump in the road for Ronald and Company. Details on that coming up. Taste of Tuesday's coming up. Also, our Valentine's contest for Joe Nichols tickets. Never keep a water bottle on an airplane in this spot. Could land you in trouble. You know what? Don't keep carbonated beverages in your vehicle overnight when you've got temperatures like we've got. I did that one time. It was one of those energy drinks, and they're kind of sticky. And I was wondering what the hell happened here. Go to open the door and there's snow on the inside of the car, all over the dashboard, in the yellow snow. Whoa, yellow snow. That can't be good. Where did this all come from? Then I look into the little cup holder and remember my energy drink was sitting in the cup holder. And it was minus 50. And it doesn't matter what it is in the cup holder at minus 50. She's going to freeze as solid as a brick and explode potentially. But we've got an extreme cold warning in effect. It's minus 31. It feels like minus 45. Very, very cold. We have got some kids who won't be going to school today because it is not safe for transportation for a few of them. And that includes the Brandon School Division. Buses are not running outside the city today. Rolling River and Mountain View, no buses, but the schools are open. So this is a transportation issue today because of the extreme cold. And as I mentioned earlier, this is just the start. Initially, it was thought this cold snap could last 7 days. Northern Plains weather is reporting this morning 10 days to 2 weeks of this. Can you imagine? We have not had a cold snap like this since before the pandemic, I don't think. When you're looking for an oil change, make it our friends at Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express. You pull up to those doors, and I'll tell you, it is toasty warm on the inside of that place. They're waiting for you under the vehicle. They'll get under the way, get that oil change, show your filters while you wait. Make sure those tires are nice and topped up. Your fluids are good to go, because in the extreme cold, it is hard on your vehicle. Get it quickly checked and get a quick oil change at Murray GM in Brandon. Certified Service Express, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. And be listening this Friday for your chance to win a free oil change from our friends at Murray's. Kuiper's Family Bakery. Oh, some hot, delicious bread to keep you warm on a day like today. What goes good with that soup? How about some cheese biscuits? I love the cheese biscuits, cheese buns, anything with cheese at Kuiper's Family Bakery. They're using 100% Canadian cheese and lots of it. Perfect to go with that hot soup on a cold day like today. So drop by and see our friends at Kuiper's Family Bakery. Brandon's Bakery, 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond Corner beside Tasty's. And our friends at Epp Law Office, where they believe in forming lasting relationships while taking care of your legal needs, specializing in real estate and corporate law. And they also do estates and wills, which is super important. You've got some loved ones, some friends in your life. You want to make sure that you got that all planned and set aside, okay? Visit our friends at Epp Law Office at 642 18th Street, Unit A, across from the RBC. Sad to hear that Andrea had a break-in in her car, and hopefully we can locate her purse. You know, when you have something stolen, like a purse, you know, or a wallet for that matter, it's like, take the money, but to replace the ID and all the cards and all, my heart just broke when I read that yesterday. I hope they get it. Andrea, I hope you get it back, all the important stuff. It's just such a pain in the ass. Awful. And it's sad because, you know, what makes it extra sad is someone like Andrea does so much good stuff in the community. She's helping the food bank all the time and Samaritan House and Helping Hands. And then something like this happens. I'll tell you, I was heartbroken and then friggin' furious. Seriously. Scum of the earth. These douchebag drug head meth heads. God, what the hell is wrong with us? Lock these people up. Jesus. It's a disaster. Tosh says there's like 300 and something homeless in our city. And growing. That number continues to grow. It's a disaster. An absolute disaster. And Tosh says they only have 141 beds at Samaritan House. The poverty, the food bank usage. We have got record food bank usage now. They can't keep up. They're running out of food at the food bank. People are sleeping outside. And where's the government at? They're on vacation. They don't give a shit. They don't care. It's a joke. What are you doing to fight this incredible cold? Minus 30s overnight as far as this forecast goes. Brian White says, I'm going ice fishing this weekend. Well, you should catch lots of ice.
There's no shortage of ice in this part of the world.
What's the limit on ice? Oh, God. Oh, my God. Ryan says, I take it as a cold plunge and think warm thoughts. So it's a mind over matter thing. You just think of it as a cold plunge, as a bit of a wake-up call. Apparently, it is good for you. Apparently, that snap of cold on your skin actually is good for you, is what I'm told. I don't believe that. I think the physical benefits that this cold weather does outweighs the mental health benefits. Degradation? He also dresses in layers. Cindy is just going to soup it up. It is soup week. It is, let's just make lots of soups. And she says that she's got homemade noodles. Zumba Bernice said, should I take my skates to Clarso Spa? Will the pools be frozen over? Absolutely not. Actually, I hate to say this, you're going to enjoy it even more. Oh, just make sure you got a hat, because that's the part that's going to be, you know, sticking out the top. It's awesome. You're going to love it. It actually makes it even better. However, they do have ice skating up there. They do have an ice skating rink. So you can take your skates. You won't be skating on the spot. But it'll be too cold to be doing that. I would think that, although it is sheltered, I'd take your skates. If you like skating, take them. They've got a rink up there.
Why do I live here? I spent so much time crying through the winter.
Lola says, hopefully the cold kills these viruses floating around and resets for another spring. That's how my father-in-law used to look at it. He would say, yeah, this cold is good to kill stuff. Yes. Yes, it is. Mainly human beings. Nature would like to kill us at this point. Christine is trying to rub in that she is headed off to a nice warm destination soon. She said, did you hear about my weekend plans? Yeah. We'll see the pictures in the video. Oh, man. That's going to keep you sane. She's off to Mexico. Which part again? How about some hockey to stay warm? Go Jets go, says Ryan. So does Tosh. Go Jets go. Are they doing any good? Football's over. I got nothing to watch. So I guess it's time to start watching hockey. How are the Jets doing? Are they at least winning any games? I hear attendance is low. Is it because they're losing? I read an article this week about the no trade rider and how in the NHL, something like 48% of players have a no trade rider. They have a list of cities that you're not allowed to trade them to.
And by far and away, Winnipeg was the top city. Free Press had an article on it. Poor Winnipeg. No one wants to play here. Well, that's not true. They've got some good players that have come through Winnipeg. But how could you not love weather like this? Come on. It's fantastic. What's not to love? Come on. We have a great airport to get you the hell out of here. What's not to love? Why would you not want to play? And I mean, when I read it, I'm thinking to myself, holy crap. These are not like hydro workers or plumbers or electricians moving to. These are million-dollar hockey players. These are hockey players that are playing their favorite sport for millions of dollars, and they've put it in a contract. I am not allowed to get traded to Winnipeg, followed by Buffalo. Jets are still top in the whole league? Holy cow! In the whole league, the Jets are that good? Who needs those players that like to play where you can survive 12 months of the year? Who needs them? Apparently, we've got some good players. I guess I should start watching. Top in the league. That's fantastic. And we're not getting paid millions of dollars. And just think, I mean, you're playing hockey all the time. When are you home? Those hockey players, they're in Vancouver one day, and then they're in LA. And then the hockey teams that are in the Sun Belt now is insane. So just because you're in Winnipeg, yeah, your home games are miserable and cold. But you got great fans. They're excited to see you. They love you. And then when you're not in front of your excited fans that love you, you're in Florida, Texas, Vancouver, for God's sake. It's even nice there. Koenig Stowe says, Tyler, you are a Canadian, specifically a Manitoban. You should be more interested in the greatest sport there is, football. I know. I am interested in football. But I don't follow hockey. No, I do not. I am also a rebel. I also am not a very good Manitoban. Some don't call me a very nice Canadian. They broke the mold when they made me. I'll tell you, they broke the mold. It froze. The mold froze. Go figure. Friggin' minus 50 below. They made the TG guy and the mold got broken. And they said, don't make any more like this. This guy doesn't like hockey. He hates the cold. What the hell's he doing up here? I was adopted as a Cabbage Patch Kid in the 80s. That's what happened. From Nebraska. I was in a Nebraska cabbage field. And by accident, my parents plucked me and said, let's take him to Manitoba, this chubby little guy. He's cute. He'll be okay. It was summertime. Everyone likes cabbage. Football's the second best game you can name. Nope, disagree. Disagree 100%. I don't like the politics. I don't like the cold. I don't like the hockey. Every time I travel, they say at the border, when they hand me my passport back, they say, you sure you still want this? And I say, yeah, okay. I like the free hospital stays. And they laugh. But otherwise, yeah, I'm not totally invested in the hockey. However, I'm really excited to hear the Jets are doing good. This is coming out of nowhere for me as somebody that doesn't follow it. This is great. I'm surprised I'm not seeing more of that on social media, that the Jets are that on fire. Or is it because they've had a good year and people are like, yeah, we're still in first. We're still kicking ass and taking names. Are we getting used to the fact they're winning? I don't know. I know when the Bombers are winning, boy, I get that rubbed in my face a whole bunch. I guess being a football guy. But good, that's great. That puts me in a good mood and I'm going to start watching because you know what? There's always room on the bandwagon, isn't there? There's always room on the bandwagon for one more fan when they're winning. And like the bad Canadian I am, I slide off the bandwagon when they start losing. That's why they call me a bandwagon jumper. Roll up the rim. Now, roll up the rim to win was digital. There's still going to be a digital component for this, but the paper cups are back. And before long, you'll have that feel of the paper under your thumb. You'll be rolling it up. You'll be looking underneath and be a free car. Yes, because mine froze. I need a nice, warm new car or some new electronics or maybe a trip someplace warm. And of course, lots of free food. It starts on the 24th. That's a week from Monday. Roll Up the Rim to Win is back at Tim Hortons. Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba.
Of course, they've got Dollar Donut Days, classic donut, just a dollar when you order a hot brewed coffee. Get yourself a nice, warm apple fritter, a Boston cream, a honey cruller, the old-fashioned plain, the chocolate dip, or the vanilla dip. And when you're buying a hot brewed coffee, it's just $1. Roll Up the Rim is back on the 24th at Tim Hortons in Brandon, Verdon, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. At Headley's Health Hut, you know what tomorrow is? Tomorrow's Wednesday, not just any Wednesday. It's the second Wednesday of the month. And the second Wednesdays of the month are magical at Headley's Health Hut. Because you've been hearing me talk about their incredible selection of protein snacks, gluten-free snacks, sugar-free foods. They've got gluten-free meals from Ida's Catering. They're frozen, all ready to go, completely gluten-free for you and your family to enjoy. They've got a massive selection of vitamins, herbs, supplements, from the minor aches and pains to stuff you've been suffering with for a while. They have got the solutions for you at Headley's Health Hut. But why is tomorrow important? Because Win Back Wednesday means when you go in there, you could be winning your purchase back on Wednesday. Up to $500 in receipts. Win Back Wednesday at Headley's Health Hut at 1314 Richmond Avenue, formerly at the Shoppers Mall. They're just east of Murray GM now. And into the final couple days of the Leon's Furniture Superstore Save the Tax event at 3635 Victoria Avenue. Save the tax on select furniture, mattresses, and three-piece major appliance packages. And this sale ends tomorrow. Proudly Canadian, serving Canadians since 1909. Uncle Bo was just five at that time. Proudly Canadian for well over a century. Look for the yellow sign and Leon's on the front of the store. And inside, you'll find Canadian appliances, electronics, and furniture. 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. Motley Crue, lead singer Vince Neil. Well, he wasn't on board, but his jet was part of the crash. Apparently, this happened in Arizona. A plane was coming in to land, and it crashed into another plane. There's a picture of it. What is with all the plane crashes these days? Not good, Tim. Not good. A Bombardier jet arriving from Austin was making a landing at Scottsdale Airport when the incident took place at 2:30 local time on Monday. The private jet was owned by Vince Neil, lead singer of Motley Crue. The aircraft had veered off the runway and crashed into a Gulfstream G200 jet parked on the private property. Out of the five people involved in the incident, the pilot was pronounced dead, according to the Daily Mail. Meanwhile, two others were rushed to trauma centers. Oh, that's not good. That's awful. A fourth person was taken to hospital in stable condition. Officials say one person was trapped inside the plane for an extended period of time after the crash. You can see the plane coming down the runway there. Avoid that. You can see the pilot shot. It's like, boom. Skidded off the runway somewhere. Vince Neil was not on the plane. Multiple pet dogs were also on board the aircraft, but were not injured during the collision. Vince Neil issued a statement, said Mr. Neil's thoughts and prayers go out to everyone involved. He is grateful for the critical aid of all first responders assisting that day. However, Vince Neil's manager was on the plane and suffered some broken ribs, a source is reporting. Broken ribs for Vince Neil's manager. Initial reports said Vince Neil was not on the plane, but it was later confirmed that the passengers included his girlfriend, Rain, and her friend, all suffering minor injuries but are okay.
You can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.
Concerning news, not fatal news, but concerning news. McDonald's had their earnings report yesterday. We like to follow these things because a lot of our favorite restaurants have gone under. We were concerned about Red Lobster there for a while. They went into bankruptcy protection and then emerged, apparently, at an attempt to be stronger than ever. And we know that restaurants continue to struggle post-pandemic. And it looks like McDonald's is now joining the lot. They had their earnings call yesterday, and it was not positive. McDonald's earnings disappoints. Worst drop since the pandemic. People are just not eating as much fast food as they used to. The burger chain's U.S. same-store sales declined as customers spent less at its restaurants. And I don't know if this comes as any surprise. We are visiting fast food places less when I think I saw like a Big Mac meal is like $11. Holy man. It's expense. Now, the CEOs on the earnings call said not to worry. They will get people back into the stores. They understand that value is a key part of doing business, but I don't know how they're going to get there. Food inflation has leveled, which means that we're not seeing food inflation rise at a level that we did before, but things are still expensive. And fast food used to be a place where you'd get a quick burger and you knew it wasn't the healthiest thing in the world, but it didn't matter. Tasted good. It was quick. You could get the kids to hockey and you'd be on your way. Now you pull in and it's like, whoa, $100? Are you kidding? Wow. That's just a little too much. So again, it's not catastrophic news for McDonald's, but certainly concerning and especially for investors. When who would have thought, you know, these companies, and you know who else got some bad news? Unbelievable. Two of the biggest names in business. So McDonald's number one, number two is Walmart. Walmart is no longer the king of retail. They've lost the top spot for the first time in retail history. Walmart is no longer number one. They slide to number two. As of this week, Amazon has passed Walmart. Again, I don't think this comes as a huge surprise, but if I was in a time machine and said 5 years, you know, 5 years from now, I'm going to tell you that Walmart's going to no longer be the top retailer and McDonald's is going to be struggling, you'd be like, what you smoking, man? What are you smoking? Beat them by $7 billion in their annual report, or in their quarterly report, sorry. This week on Taste It Tuesday, brought to you by Co-ops of Westman. While quantities last, it's on now until Valentine's Day. Chocolate-covered strawberries made in store. You can pick up a tray there. Have that to go alongside your flowers that you might want to pick up for Valentine's Day. It is, they're coated good. They are coated real good. Strawberries are nice and cold. Chocolate is thick. You take a bite, you got the juices of the strawberries in your mouth along with that delicious, creamy taste of chocolate. Oh, this is how God should have grown strawberries, with the chocolate on them. But instead, you have Co-ops of Westman to go and get your chocolate-covered strawberries for Valentine's Day. Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here, sponsors of the Tyler Glenn Show. Make sure you slip on by and pick up your Valentine's Day treats, from chocolates and flowers to the chocolate-covered strawberries. Heritage, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary Co-op, and Hamiota Co-op too. And Tracy, after work, is going to go and get some. That'll be your GT for tomorrow. Oh, they're so good. They're so good. This is genius. And I don't know why Canadians didn't think of this. We're too busy being righteous. That's what. Thousands of Danes have signed a petition to buy California from the Americans because Trump has threatened to take over Greenland. So they've got a petition going. Let's buy California. Why doesn't Canada buy California? On days like today, guys, seriously, this is what we need. And California's filled with left-wingers. Oh, my God. If you ever get the chance to go to California,
and you are someone who leans left, if you're a bit of a lefty, you like the NDP, Jagmeet Singh is your guy, you like the NDP, you'll love California. California, they call it the left coast for a reason. If we bought California, nobody would notice the difference politically if California became a province. Can you imagine that? Except the rest of the country would empty out and everybody would move to California. But other than that, culturally, there is so little difference. They talk a lot of beach talk. You just substitute the beach talk for the slopes. Ice hockey for football or baseball. Other than that, I mean, they are lefties down there. We could absorb California and not even blink an eye. So why is Denmark going to get it? We should fight them. We could fight the Danes. God, we need sunshine. We need warm weather. We need to get a petition going to sign to get California. Nick says we should just buy California for sure. They can keep Alaska and all the cold states. No kidding. California would be amazing. We'd get Disneyland, man. We'd get Universal Studios. We could make all kinds of movies. We'd have beach time all the time. So Danes who signed the petition are encouraged to chip in for the fundraising goal of $1 trillion. Hopefully they can get there, which organizers say would cost every citizen of the Scandinavian nation approximately $28,000 to buy California. If I can shift gears for a quick second here, there was an economist that was on, I think, CNN, or it was MSNBC, talking about Canada and the purchase of Canada. And I thought this was interesting. Somebody crunched the numbers and they did a serious evaluation of Canada and said, okay, if somebody wanted to buy Canada as a piece of real estate, complete with all its oil and minerals and everything in the ground and the economy and the cities and the infrastructure and all of it, start to finish, soup to nuts, coast to coast to coast, I'd like to buy Canada. How much would each citizen of the country get? And they worked it out to $500,000 for every man, woman, and child in Canada. $500,000 for every man, woman, and child in Canada if they wanted to buy the country. And the reason it stuck in my head is I was actually in the living room when they were talking about this. I was doing something else. I immediately stopped in the living room and turned around and went, what? Sorry, what was that? $500,000 for every man, woman, and child. And the land and so on and so forth. Because a lot of it's Canadian Shield. You can't build anything on it. It's just, you know, and there's a lot of bush, but that's a lot of trees. But $500,000 US for each of us. $500,000 US. So for someone like Quentin, wife, two kids, you'd be looking at $2 million US. That's about 3 million Canadian for his household. To say, here you go. And it's ours now. Go live where you want. Here's your suitcase full of money. Then the dollar goes to shit. We're all out. It's not worth anything. It's not worth the money. It's not worth the paper it's printed on. It is important to get your questions answered. There are lots of people want to know, how is it going to perform in stuff like this? Middle of February, minus 45 wind chill. But it does depend on the model and style that you want to have. And each one is going to be different. But you'll be pleasantly surprised at how far they'll go, even in the cold. Now the batteries do have a slightly lower output in the cold. It affects, just like, you know, your iPhone can have a lower battery output in the cold. Cold affects things like that. But take your questions in. I'm not the expert. They are. And they'll get you into a Blazer, Silverado, Hummer, or Equinox at Westman's number one EV dealership, Murray, GM, and Brandon, where they put you in charge. Get all your questions answered. As Bernice was saying, she is going up to the Elkhorn Resort Clarsoe Nordic Spa to go for a dip in the Clarsoe Spa, and those tubs are at their best in this extreme cold. Take a hat, put it on. You will slip into the beautiful hot water of the Clarsoe Spa, and the world will melt away. What a great Valentine's gift. ElkhornResort.mb.ca. Juliana Moore is performing this weekend,
at the Buffalo Bar. Neil Thorne will be performing on the 21st. There's a resin feather workshop on the 18th and a charcuterie board workshop on February 23rd. Special dining is available on Valentine's Day. They got a great menu set up for you and a loved one. And Chase the Ace is coming soon to Elkhorn Resort, Clarso Nordic Spa at beautiful Clear Lake. And at Sunrise Credit Union, they were excited to announce yesterday that they have got a new arm of the company, Sunrise Wealth Management, now on social media. Make sure to follow their Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter pages to learn about their products and services and how you can contact their expert financial advisors to help you reach your financial goals. In these uncertain times, there's a lot of moving parts going on in the world, a lot of things going up and down, and you want to be on the right side of that. So you're going to want to see my friends at Sunrise Credit Union, and more specifically, Sunrise Wealth Management, now on social media. So look for him. Give him a follow if you can, okay? Joe Nichols, apparently, concert is still a go. Joe Nichols, Saturday, Skydancer Casino in Belcourt. Sean Wilson sent this picture in to enter to win tickets for our Valentine's Day contest. There he is with Marnie, Sean, and Marcy enjoying the sunshine. Thank you so much for entering our contest to win Joe Nichols tickets. That grand prize draw is coming up on Thursday morning show, courtesy of our friends at Skydancer Casino, where the sky's the limit, just 90 minutes south of Brandon in beautiful Belcourt, North Dakota. Marnie and Sean here, thank you for entering our contest to win tickets to see Joe Nichols in concert. Gordon and Kathy, they want to have a night out. Oh, I know these two. Oh, you guys came on a Star Jet with us. Oh, it's good to see your faces. Thanks for entering the contest. Grand prize draw is coming up on Thursday, and hopefully the weather doesn't postpone the show. We will keep an eye on that for you. And again, all you have to do is visit my Facebook page and enter the Joe Nichols Me and My Honey Valentine's contest. Grand prize draw coming up on Thursday's show. Winter vacation, and you check into your hotel, and there's something that always just kind of bugs you a little bit. When you go to the hotel, what are your biggest hotel annoyances? Maybe you have none. Maybe you love checking in. It's always smooth, no problem, no fuss, no muss. You have no challenges. Everything is copacetic. Everything is A-OK. But according to a recent survey, the number one hotel annoyance, and I would have to agree with this, especially for Las Vegas. I don't know if I've ever encountered this anywhere else than Las Vegas. Resort fees. How stupid are resort fees. What the hell does that even mean?
We've also given you access to the exercise center in case you wish to exercise.
I don't want exercise. So if I don't use it, why should I have to pay for it? And Wi-Fi is free at McDonald's. So why should I have to pay for that?
Well, sir, the other resort fees are the many amenities that we have to provide to you.
What amenities?
Well, you know how you go swimming in the swimming pool, sir?
Yes, you're charging me to swim in your swimming pool? I thought that was included in the cost.
Do you know how we have that long pole with the net on the end of it? And the net scoops up crap. Well, that net requires a staff member to scoop up crap from the swimming pool, sir. And your resort fee goes to the pool crab picker-upper guy. He gets paid to pick up the pool crab picker-upper thing and make sure all the bugs and crap and weird things that would normally be floating around your pool are not there.
I don't care. Now, some of these resort fees are brutal. Like, if you're in Vegas and they get you this way, oh, Vegas is awful. Come to Las Vegas, where $500 hotel rooms are on sale for $99. You're thinking, holy shit, this is going to be great. Boy, 4 days, $99, $400. Cha-ching, let's go to Vegas. Let's go to Vegas. And then it's like $99 plus $69 resort fee. You're like, whoa. That's like, now we're talking $150 a night. Plus you got exchange. So that's like $225 times four. That's $800 and some, close to $900. That's $1,000. So what was $400 is now $1,000? What the hell? Cindy said, called the vet yesterday to ask about something about a calf. Got charged $45 consultation fee. No ability to specify or avoid
connecting rooms. Yeah, that is a bit of annoyance. Probably not my number one annoyance, but I am kind of uncomfortable when I've got a door in my hotel room and I can hear other people on the other side of the door. I'm just waiting for that door to fly open. Hey, let's have a party. We got adjoining rooms. And then when you want to get adjoining rooms, if you're vacationing with kids and they're getting to that age where they can be in their own room, or you're traveling with another couple and you're thinking, wouldn't this be cool? We'll fling the door open. We'll have drinks together, but yet we'll still have our own privacy. They're hard to get. There's always the magical door when you don't want it. And then when you do want it, it's not there. Adjoining rooms are fun, though, when you do get them. What are your, do you have any hotel annoyances? When you book online and they ask for your kids' ages. Well, you know what? My kids are still in their teens, so what does that matter? My son is 17 and my daughter is 15. Are you going to ID my kids? Really? Are you going to ID the kids?
My son is 25 and my daughter is 21.
But they're young looking. The easy way around that is pack one old stuffed toy of theirs. And as you get out of the car to check in, you throw a stuffed toy at one and then another one at another. And they're like, Dad, what the hell is this? And it's like, it's a stuffed toy. Hold on to it while I'm checking in. Why? Just do what I tell you. And they're checking in. Oh, you got two adults and it looks like you have two kids or adults playing with stuffed toys. They're kids. They're 17 and 15. It said on the online thing. Amy PBR says, when free breakfast is only a bowl of cereal and a cup of coffee. Oh, sounds so big, hey? Continental breakfast. Complimentary continental breakfast. Oh,
we got some old Fruit Loops and some cereal that we can't necessarily identify, and we're out of milk, so just put some water on it. And here's a coffee for you.
Cindy Sisters, never enough towels. Oh, yeah. If there's four, you get the same amount if there were two people. But you know what isn't used? That 6x6 washcloth. And you're like, well, it's the only dry thing in this whole room unless I take the sheets off to bed. So I guess I'm going to be pad drying myself with a little washcloth here. Hey, at Auto Fashion, they're MPI and SGI accredited. If you ever have any hail damage or you get a scratch, dent, or ding when you're shopping at the store, remember our friends at Auto Fashion. They'll take good care of you. They also do interior cleaning, of course. They've got all your detailing covered, fabric and leather protection, headlight restoration, and paint correction. And, of course, to protect your beauty, they've got ceramic coating and paint protection available, too. At 255 17th Street North, behind Lee's Buffet, look for the big green A's next to the car wash at Auto Fashion. I am hoping that we can see just a small improvement in the weather. Here's hoping that things can get slightly warmer by then. Otherwise, it's going to be a very cold journey to the Sky Dancer. Yeah, definitely a cold journey. Okay, the one place you should never put your water bottle on an airplane.
First up, putting your water bottle that has liquid in it in the overhead bin, or any type of bottle that has liquid in it in the overhead bin. I think it's tempting to do this if it's in like the outer pocket of your backpack. It's easy to throw it up there. Every single time, without fail, that water bottle, as soon as we take off, is going to leak all inside the bin. Not only does that soak everybody else's bags, but the water always picks one person and it'll follow a stream and completely dump out of the bin onto one person.
I have actually seen that before where you think that like the fans are leaking. You think, oh, well, that's a fan. The little nozzle that is pushing air onto you from up top. Oh, it's leaking. No. Stewardess will come over. She'll open the overhead bin. And inside is the culprit. That little bottle of water. And it's leaking on you. So there's your tip of the day. Tracy Roger. Ha ha ha. You made my day. Oh, I'm so glad. Well, thank you so much. Thank you, Sunseekers. We got a split. It's always so much fun. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Sunseekers. We'll see you for a hump day Wednesday tomorrow. Stay warm.
You can
can have it all. Great pay, awesome benefits, a flexible schedule, the chance to grow. At Cox, we're recruiting auto and diesel technicians to join our Manheim and Fleet Services teams. If you're ready for a new job and want to experience an award-winning workplace, drive your career forward with us. Visit cox.career/autotech to learn more. That's cox.career/autotech.